Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I was sitting down for dinner Friday night, some nice Korean barbecue, fancy Korean barbecue. And the lady friend and I were talking, and we get on the subject of the Blazers. How that ended up happening, I don't know. But I was talking to her, and we were talking about different reporters and the fans in the city. And I started to get a little worked up in this restaurant. I think I started to get like, oh, my God, is this guy okay? Because I was telling her that this fan base, this city, the ownership, we know the story. It's the only thing in town. We're just happy to be here. There is no accountability to be better than a 6 seed, 5 seed, 4, whatever. And that we are just complacent in what we are as a franchise compared to the rest of the league into sports in general. Is that the strive to be great, the strive to be champions, the strive to be a franchise that is a perennial winner, it's just not there. Again, it's very much a complacent, we're just happy we're a part of the conversation. We're just happy we have one of the big three professional teams in the city of Portland. And I was just telling her, like, this is what it is. This is why nothing ever changes. This is why the Blazers are who they are. And that as long as we have a fan base and that doesn't hold the ownership more accountable instead of just loving our guys, like every single year, it's, oh, God, I love him. He works so hard. Delano Banton, what a game against the Hawks. Yeah, you still lost by 15 points.
Oh, young talent coming through this city anyway.
Man, I don't know. I think Banton, we got a keeper on our hands. Really?
They might be right on Banton, but I feel you.
The whole DeAndre Ayton, man, we should have been giving him the ball earlier in the season. Oh, yeah, so we could have won 20 games instead of 15 at this point? Is that where we're at? So I'm going off to her, and then I sum up my thoughts, because I'm sure that's what she wanted to hear the whole time during dinner, is my feelings on the Portland Trailblazers. And then I look down at my phone and I see a final score of 142-82, the Miami Heat beating the Trailblazers by 60 points. I then show it to her, and even she's shocked. When my girlfriend is like, oh my God, that is... How does that, like, she's at a loss for words even. And this is literally right after I am going off to her about this franchise and this team. Again, I looked down my phone and that's what I see. And it just perfectly encapsulated. I was like, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Like I said, it looked like a blood pressure reading. 142 over 82. It's like, are you serious right
Probably
now?
Was mine at that moment in time.
So
you get the sleeve around me and check it out. Yeah,
you know, when we are a town, you said it, Joe. We're a town that we don't have all the bells and whistles. Our bells and whistles, I heard somebody, a comedian, came here and he did a joke. It's like, man, the coolest thing we have a bunch of bridges. Why do we need so many bridges?
Hey, it is. You know, well, there's a big river that kind of cuts through the city.
Well, I'm saying, but did you need 16 bridges to get across?
Yeah, traffic will suck otherwise, you know, but I get the point.
Yeah, but that's the coolest thing about Portland. If we're, you know, that's the one of the most unique things about Portland. And now that they're starting to be breweries pop up all across, you know, the Northwest and stuff like that, even down into California, like, what really is Portland known for? It used to be known for this being this clean, beautiful city that you could raise a family in, you know, all these things. Not so much anymore. And I think we have to concede to the fact, fellas, especially you two baseball fans in here, we're never going to get another professional team.
That's, I mean, my optimism was lost on that over the last few months. I mean, again,
well, you held on much longer than a lot of people. Remember when the Diamond Project first started?
Well, and I want to.
That's all anybody talked about, and people were getting the hats with the P and everything like that. It's like, here we go, Portland.
And I don't want to do this. Deviate to that too much, but it's like, it's amazing how, whenever that's brought up, how staunch the residents and people in town are like, no, we don't have the time for that. We don't have the money for that. We have other problems. But yeah, when it comes to the Blazers, we'll support that team during any moment in time. Give them their money throughout the year.
Because Blazers isn't going to cost us a whole lot extra. Like a new baseball team is going to be, man, they got to put it somewhere. So, you know, those bridges crossing that river are going to be a lot more useful for a lot of people because there's going to be a bunch of traffic. There's going to be a bunch of everything as they build it. Something's got to be torn down. So they've purchased the PPS building. So now that's out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, so I think there are a lot of things, but I think it's for me coming to the realization that this is not going to happen. Like, Portland is not going to get anything. So, yes, we hold on to our Blazers incredibly tight. Hopefully they never leave. Remember a couple of years ago and they were talking about, oh, the Blazers are going to relocate and they're going to leave. It's like, man, we have a lease for like 20 something years, you know, at that point. But still, people were concerned that we would lose these Blazers. So we support them at all costs. We support the, you know, the not Ruben, well, Ruben Patterson's and all the guys that are like, they're good players, but not game-changing, Hall of Fame, win you 50-game type players. Like Ruben Patterson was a good part of a great team.
Here's an example. Like Jabari Walker. If the Blazers got rid of Jabari Walker this offseason, there would be like an outcry from yep. Blazers. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I can't believe this franchise. What are they doing?
Justice Winslow. Oh, man, he should stay. He plays with so much heart. I forget. There's name Philip, Joel Prinsbilla. Like, yes, we have to. He's the heart and soul of this team. You have to make sure. No, you don't. Prinsbilla is not giving you much. You know, from there, like he's a great locker room guy that people love, and he'll get in some guy's face at a point. That's not going to help you win any games.
Blazers fans fall in love with the Luke Babbitts, the Nasir Littles of the roster. Like, they hope
that
they're
going to.
The Will Bartons that know.
The 28-year-old rookie, doo-wop reef.
And knowing a guy's going to be like a six-man at best in the NBA, Blazers fans think that that guy's going to be an all-star starter here in Portland. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just one. If he hang on to him, if he just played a little more, it's like, no, he plays in practice, and there's a reason he's sitting on the bench. Now, we're going to talk Jermaine O'Neal on the bench for 5 years. That's something
different. Well, that's a Bob Whitsitt problem.
That's a Blazer mistake that we've made over and over again. Hey, let's take Martell Webster instead of Chris Paul. Great idea, right? Let's pass on Devin Booker and pass on a bunch of other guys and just get people in here that are going to be solid NBA players for a long time but never make an all-star team.
You know, Rashad, the Portland Diamond Project, I don't want to deviate too far into that either, but it is a great representation of how, Joe, you make the point that we are so happy to receive any kind of sports positivity in this city that we look more to that than we actually do winning. And yeah, instead of, you know, 4, 5, 6 years down the road from the Portland Diamond Project starting, seeing movement that we hope to see, we kind of just lean back in to what we know, which is getting smacked in the face repeatedly by the Portland Trailblazers. And what did they say? Something like arena attendance is down only like 8-10% this year. Like the viewership overall is down worse than any team in the NBA. But going to the arena, you can still see seats filled, which to me is crazy, but that's partly because $10 tickets are being sold.
Because
it's a dollar.
To do here. Yeah. There's nothing to do here.
You got a dollar seat up in the third level.
If you've never been to Charlotte, if you've never been to Memphis, you know, as Joe is wearing a Grizzlies hat, Vancouver Grizzlies hat.
Okay.
But if you've never been to Vancouver, you know, at a point, there's stuff to do.
Well, at this point, I think Blazer fans are like, well, at least it's the weather's
getting better.
At least
it's nice. Because now, guess what we can go back to doing? Drinking.
Different things and staying inside.
And forgetting
and
about
this
the Blazers.
Team.
There's a reason the summers are so cool here is because we don't have to worry about the Blazers playing and losing all the time.
But the fact that we are okay with this, and remember Blazers chair owner, whatever, Jody Allen was saying, hey, we're going to negotiate, bring a WNBA team in, and then all of a sudden those negotiations had a total stop put to them because this arena that the Blazers play in is absolutely, I mean, it's one of the 5 or 6 oldest arenas in the league. It is absolutely in need of some huge updates to bring it to the standard of a Staples Center, or I guess Crypto Arena now, to bring it to the standard of where the Celtics play.
Whatever the Clippers are building right now.
Yeah, what the American Airlines Arena where the Dallas Mavericks play. Like, there is just so much that Blazers fans don't seem to mind here, Joe. I hear what you're saying about this mentality. It sucks that they're just okay with mediocrity in sports.
You're the Oakland A's of professional basketball.
Dude.
Year after year after year. I hear you. I agree with both you guys, and I don't understand why. I guess the point that you guys made, especially you, Rashad, that there's nothing else going on here is a great start to that conversation. But I do think there's some kind of deeper, like, I don't know, maybe abuse that we've suffered, like at the hands of our sports fandom in the last 20 or 30 or 40 years in this city. There is something deeper in this that brings us back to this each time. And I'm super interested as to why.
Guys, move on.
No, Neil.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.